Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning, my little love bunnies. Oh, happy day. We have made it. It's Wednesday. Yay. Okay, first I want to start off with telling you about a very good friend of mine. Let's call her Cheryl, shall we? And she has a job, and she lives here in the South. And her job has finally decided to cave to the transgender world cult. Now, she says her managers are saying that they have to do it because they're a government contract. And of course, we know all about the government, don't we? The government pushing this transgender ideology, trans cult, onto all of us, thanks to Joe Biden and his ilk that are in there pushing this agenda, which, you know, he has a lot of transgender people in his administration. Again, go watch Kelly J. Keene's video titled Ultras Assemble. That's the name of the video. She highlights nearly all of the transgender people in his administration, especially the director of education, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, who is pushing this bull crap. Okay, so anyway, back to my friend Cheryl. You know, she's a big proponent of speaking out on all of this stuff happening. And she feels that while she's speaking out about it publicly here and there, however she can do it, now that it's happened to her, she actually feels what it's really like for other people who have already experienced this. And it's like, she says it's like a punch to her gut, or it's just a horrible feeling to feel like you're a second-class citizen. Because, you know, she brought it up to her manager. She was saying, you know, so that means if I go to the bathroom and a man walks in who wants to identify as a woman and I cause a fuss about it, then I am the one in trouble. And her managers were like, oh, no, we would never let that happen. If a man walks into the bathroom, then we're going to have problems, blah, 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 blah. And she pointed out, but that's not what your new policy says. And they kind of just sat there dumbfounded with a dumbfounded look on their face like, oh, yeah, oh, now what? Now what? Anyway, we're going to move on to some stories on X. If I can unlock my phone here. Okay, that I have put out on X. Georgia, what are you doing? Oh, my goodness. This is from AP News, I believe. Yes. Appeals court upholds ruling requiring Georgia County to pay for a transgender deputy surgery. Atlanta. A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's ruling that a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for her gender-affirming surgery. In its ruling Monday, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said it was tasked with determining whether a health insurance provider can be held liable under the Civil Rights Act of 1964 for denying coverage for a procedure because an employee is transgender, or AGP. Autogynephilia. Look it up. This guy probably ridden porn junkie. All right, because this is a fetish. This is a fetish. This is a kink fetish paraded out in public, and everybody's accepting it like it's okay. And that's what they're doing, honestly. All right, so the 3-judge panel decided in a 2-1 vote that it can and that the lower court had ruled correctly. Houston County Sergeant Anna Lang, an investigator for the Houston County Sheriff's Office, had sued Sheriff Colin Talton and the county in 2019 after he was denied coverage. I am not using the pronouns that this person now goes by. And these people in the media need to knock it off too. I have proudly served my community for decades, and it has been deeply painful to have the county fight tooth and nail, redirecting valuable resources toward denying me basic health care. No, it's not basic health care for you to get your nuts cut off, asshole. Sorry, y'all. Health care that the courts and a jury of my peers have already agreed and I deserve. Maybe he didn't get his wackadoo whacked off, but maybe he's just talking. It could be just as simple as hormones too, that he's no, or breast implants. No, we're not doing that, but apparently we are. Oh my gosh. Okay. A woman who answered the phone at the sheriff's office Tuesday said she would pass along a message seeking comment. There's more to the story, but that's basically it, honestly. The judge ordered the county's insurance plan to pay for the surgery, so there is a surgery involved, and Lang eventually underwent the procedure. We don't know what kind of procedure, but obviously it's either breast implants or the other. I'm not going to go into the details. You know what it is. Oh my gosh. It's too early in the morning. It's too early in the morning. It's too early at any day, any time of the day for this bull crap. All right. So here's another story from the USA Today. It looks like some states are coming together. 18 states sue to block protections for transgender employees. Good. 18 states filed a lawsuit late Monday against the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, good, in federal court in Knoxville, Tennessee, arguing the federal agency overstepped when it issued legal guidance that employers must accommodate transgender workers, such as using their preferred pronouns or allowing them to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. Good. I'll have to pass this along to Cheryl, right? Under the new guidance, employers who call workers by the wrong pronouns or name or who deny an employee access to a bathroom could face claims of workplace harassment under federal anti-discrimination law. Employers who call workers by the wrong... Wait, under the new guidance, employers who call workers by the wrong pronouns or name or who deny... an employee access to a bathroom could face claims. All right, the guidance is not law, but it indicates how the EEOC, which is responsible for enforcing workplace protections, will interpret harassment claims. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti said the EEOC was misusing federal power to eliminate women's private spaces and punish the use of biologically accurate pronouns, all at the expense of Tennessee employers, and opening up employers to complaints from the EEOC and lawsuits from employees. Yep. Last month at the EEOC, okay, I'm not going to read all of this. It's a long article, but so some states are gathering and suing the federal government for this thing. Good. Good. I don't know. Hopefully we'll get the right outcome. All right, here's another story from Catholic News Agency. You guys have heard of the Cass Report. Maybe, maybe you haven't. If you haven't, you probably have not been watching Kelly J. Keene. So this Cass Report is actually relating to England, not here. It's the Cass Report is over in Europe, not here. But an English pediatrician who led a comprehensive review of the safety and efficacy of prescribing transgender drugs to children is warning that health associations in the United States may be misleading the public. Huh, really? Now, everybody over there in England, the majority of the people that you see in the mainstream media over there are kind of like praising the Cass Report, but Kelly J. Keene still has some negative things to say about it because it's not a full-on, no, knock it off, stop doing this to children. In an interview with the New York Times published on Monday, Dr. Hillary Cass warned
There is no comprehensive evidence to support the routine prescription of transgender drugs to minors with gender dysphoria. CAS published the independent CAS review commissioned by the National Health Service in England, which prompted England and Scotland to halt the prescription of transgender drugs to minors until more research is conducted. So we got that going on there. You should go read that. That's a long article. Please go read it. If you have the time, if you care. So the next headline, I won't go read it because I'm running short on time, is the new Title IX regulations intensify fight over transgender youth restrictions in schools. And that is on my X-File as well. All of these things I just read from are on my X-File if you would like to go try to scroll through and find it. All right, so that's it for the news and headlines that I care about as far as this trans cult ridiculousness that it is happening, people. I mean, I know we've got a lot of other stuff going on. We've forgotten about our borders because of all the news is talking about all of the Nazis and terrorists on college campuses. And that's what they are. You know it. I know it. Let's just call it what it is, shall we? So you've got everything going on all at once. So look over here, but don't look over here. And meanwhile, all this other stuff is being passed and happening. I mean, it just amazes me that these corporations, companies, just accepting transgenderism like it's, I don't know what it's like. Like it's, gah, like it's something real. It's, y'all people, this is a kink fetish. We know it. But they're accepting this into the normalized workforce now. Oh, we got to accept the transgender, you know. No, you don't. No, you don't. They're not a protected class. They shouldn't be a protected class. No, sir. Anyway, I'll stop. Question of the day. All right, we're having a lot of blooming going on. Now that it's weather is nice and it's summer and all this, what is your favorite flower? How about that? My new favorite flower, although I think it's, I've always liked it before, but I've never really, is the peony. I just like a good, gigantic, beautiful bloom. They're pretty, they're beautiful, they're bold, they're pink. I mean, I think you can find some white ones too. But they're beautiful. I love a good peony. And do you say peony or peony? Which way do you say it? That could be your second question of the day. What is your favorite flower? All right, gotta go. Thanks.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!